We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, for we're trusting the Lord to use our broadcast to make it a blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for the greatness of your might and your power, also for the greatness of your love in giving your only begotten Son to suffer, to bleed, and to die, and to rise again the third day, so that we could be delivered from sin, so that we could be resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We pray as we share the gospel with this precious people today, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each soul. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the sovereign rule of God. I spoke on a recent broadcast about there is a God, but on today's broadcast, I want to speak about the sovereign rule of God. Psalm 103:19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. We live in a time of great uncertainty. Turmoil is found in various nations of the world. There is much violence in our own country, and a committee of Congress warned that Iran may be working with Mexican drug cartels to smuggle Hezbollah operators into the United States. This same committee reported there are hundreds, perhaps even thousands, of Iranians or Hezbollah agents in America. Hezbollah is a group of terrorists found mostly in Lebanon. What does the future hold? Will it get better or will it get worse? What attitude should Christians have in such times as these? Should we fear the future? Shall we worry for our well-being? Let us remember that God is still on the throne and he is still in control. Let us look first of all at the sovereignty of God in the Old Testament. The prophets declared the greatness of Almighty God, and God used nations to punish other wicked nations, and the prophets foretold this many times. He used Assyria to punish Israel because of their sinful ways. He used Babylon to punish Judah when they turned to idols. And Isaiah prophesied that God would have the Medes and the Persians to overthrow Babylon. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver or and of gold, for they shall not delight in it. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, exceedingly, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited. Moab was laid to waste, and Isaiah prophesied that this would be so in Isaiah 15:16. Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap, according to Isaiah 17:1. Egypt, behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. Isaiah 19:1-2. So we see how that God ruled even in the heathen nations of ancient times. I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. So the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah 46:9. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, was one who found out how great God was. He was ruling over his kingdom, and at that time Babylon was the greatest of all the kingdoms of the earth. And Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he called in his Chaldeans and wise men to tell him the dream, and they could not. And so they called in Daniel. Man found out that Daniel was able to tell dreams. Daniel and his friends had prayed, and God had revealed to Daniel the meaning of the dream. First of all, he revealed to him the dream and then the meaning of the dream. And this man went in and told Nebuchadnezzar, "We found a man in your kingdom that can tell you your dream. There is a God in heaven," Daniel told him when he came in. Daniel asked him if his astrologers and Chaldeans and so forth couldn't interpret it for him. And the king had to admit that no, they can't. And Daniel said, "Well, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets." And Daniel told him his dream about this image that was set up with four parts. And he told him that the four parts represented four kingdoms. And he told him that he and the kingdom of Babylon, over which he ruled, was the head of gold. And then he went on and told him there would be the Medo-Persian kingdom. And after them, the Grecian kingdom. And after that, the fourth kingdom, the Roman kingdom. And so Nebuchadnezzar was quite impressed by the fact that Daniel was able to tell him his dream and also told him the meaning of the dream, and he promoted him in his kingdom. Then we come on down to chapter 4 of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar had another dream, and this dream involved a great tree under which animals stood and birds flew around, and the wise men and astrologers could not tell him the meaning of that dream either. And so he brought Daniel in, and Daniel interpreted the dream for him. He told him that this tree represented him, and he was ruler over various kingdoms, provinces, and so on and so forth. But he was going to be cut off if he did not change his ways, and that he would be removed from the throne, and 7 times, meaning 7 years, would pass over him, and he would eat grass like an animal. And verse 27 of Daniel 4, we read here where Daniel said to him, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be accepted unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility." A year passed by, and on his own sinful way, and he was walking there in his kingdom, and boasting and proud about how this is not this the great kingdom that I have built. Then the Bible tells us that at that very hour he was removed from his throne, and he was driven out, and he did indeed. "They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as an oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." The same hour was a thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as an oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? And the same time my reasoning returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellence, majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose dominions are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. So, beloved, God rules even in the kingdoms of men. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust in the balance. So we read in Isaiah 40:15, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Psalm 103:19, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness is rewarded, sin is punished. The literal nation of Israel was taught that according to the book of Deuteronomy. If you read the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, you'll find the first 14 verses tell about how God would bless them if they would serve him and honor him and not turn to idols. But beginning with verse 15 on through verse 68 of Deuteronomy 28, God tells them what would happen to them. They turned away from God. They turned to idols. The northern kingdom was carried away by the Assyrians. And later on, the little kingdom of Judah was carried away by Babylon. For 70 years, they were carried away. Beloved, let's look for a moment now at the sovereignty of Christ in the New Testament. It was proclaimed of him in prophecy. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice and with judgment from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 and 7. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. So we read in Daniel 2:44, after Daniel had interpreted the statue of being four kingdoms, he spoke of a stone that was cut out without hands that came rolling down through Babylon and destroyed that image. And Daniel went on to say, in regard to this kingdom, the fifth kingdom, the kingdom of God, it shall break in pieces all these kingdoms. It shall not be left to other people. In other words, there will not be one king succeeding another, but it shall be ruled over by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and it shall stand forever, not for 1,000 years, no, but it shall stand forever. After his resurrection, Jesus told the disciples, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. Paul said, God hath put all things under his feet, under the feet of Christ, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:22. What it means for the Christian Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. So we read in 1 Timothy 6 and 15, also Revelation 17, 14, 19, and 16 also of Revelation. Since Jesus has all power, he is able to give us power. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1 and 12. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall be any means impossible or shall hurt you. The best thing a Christian can do for his country is to live the life, pray for the rulers, and help spread the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1 and 16. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we read in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, we do not need to look to the future with fear and anxiety, for the one who is in control is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we do need to look with concern and a burden for the welfare of the family and nations of the earth. Father, we pray that you will take these thoughts and these scriptures and make them a blessing to our congregation today, and may they know that in Christ we have one who is able to keep that which we have committed unto him. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
On the promises of God.
trust our service today has proven to be a blessing to you. We would be delighted if you take time to write and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. We also invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avenue Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.